Buffalo Wings, that story coming up on This Land of Ours. Monday's conclusion to March Madness not only brought tears and frustration to many a busted bracket, but also an end to the second most popular time for U.S. Buffalo Wing consumption. Drew Serza, known as the Wing King, explains what makes a true Buffalo Wing.
All Buffalo Wings are chicken wings, and not all chicken wings are Buffalo Wings. It's kind of like bourbons and whiskeys, you know? Chicken wings come with the wing, the drumstick, and a little tip attached, okay, when they come off the chicken. And then they get separated. So you have a drumstick, that flat part, and a tip. You throw the tip away. So now what you got? You got drumsticks and the flats. And you have to deep fry them. And once you take them out, you shake them. A cayenne-based pepper sauce and butter. That's the definition of a true original Buffalo wing.
A phenomenon that every true sports fan knows well, but was actually invented by accident.
Back in 1964 in the world-famous Anchor Bar, Teresa Bellissimo, she had a bottle of Frank's Red Hot, and that's what she used. Chicken wings used to get thrown away years ago. And then what they started doing was using them for soup stock. So a salesman dropped off 10 cases instead of one case by mistake for the chicken soup. So she had to find different ways to get rid of these wings, and she had the idea, I'm going to throw a bunch into the fryer and serve them to my son and his buddies and see what they think. Well, then, you know, a typical bar owner, like, okay, well, how am I going to make money on these? He started giving away at the bar. Well, what happens when you eat hot wings? You got to drink more beer, right? So he used them as a tool to sell more beer.
The National Chicken Council estimates that more than 13.5 billion chicken wings will be consumed this year. No exact number, though, on how many of those will be buffalo wings. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.